West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When a leper got clean, it says, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. So there was the blood to be applied to the leper who had gotten cleansed. In other words, a sinner that gets saved, the blood is applied. The blood is applied to the right earlobe, to the right thumb, and the right big toe. Very symbolic, all right? The priest would apply the blood to the cleansed leper. Anyone not saved is not under the blood. Even though, because of your salvation, like Rahab, her drunk uncle, amen, long as he came under the roof, would be protected. In other words, there's a grace that will extend to him because of you. Lot with his carnal self, living in Sodom, but because of Abraham, God came and negotiated and said, I'm going to destroy the place, but because of you, Abraham, I'm going to grab Lot. We're going to take Lot and his family out if they'll come. Because of you, Abraham. Amen. So people that are far off because of your walk, because of the blood that will sanctify, because of your faith in God, God says, I'm going to have mercy on that person. Oh, y'all ain't here. They may be running from God. Jacob was running from God, but because of his grandfather Abraham, who opened up the heavens, Jacob was running from Laban, running from Esau, running from God. But all because Abraham stood, opened the heaven, God said, I'm going to arrest Jacob. Stumbled on Bethel, went to sleep and had a dream. Said, this is none other than the gate of heaven, the house of heaven, and I knew it not. But from that point forward, his life changed. Turned around for God. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? Don't stop praying for those lost or those that seem to be lost. Amen. They're going to find their way back. I said, they're going to find their way back. Amen. You keep praying. Amen. You have access. Mercy will flow because you have access. Lord, if there's 10 righteous, would you spare the city? Abraham, for 10 I would spare the city. The priest applied the blood, the right ear. The right ear is symbolic. You may want to write it down. The right ear is symbolic. It shields us from the voice of the enemy. The blood, I decree that tonight, some that are tormented. That's why your conscience has to be purged. Shut down the portals, the inroads. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. The right ear shields us from the voice of the enemy. Psalm 55, verse 2 and 3. Come on, symbolically touch the right ear lobe. See, when the leper was cleansed, the priest began to apply the blood. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Verse 3. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. This is your enemy. But the blood applied to the ear will silence or shield you from the voice of the enemy. Hear what I'm saying? Do you know what witchcraft is? It's such a powerful, dark spirit that when Jezebel sent to Elijah and said, I am not the queen if by this time tomorrow you're not as one of these that you just killed. That sorcery hit him. Elijah took off to Beersheba. He didn't stop until he was 85 miles away on foot. Elijah wasn't no scary dude. He had just slain all these prophets, called down fire from heaven, made it rain again. But that sorcery. See, the blood will shut down that voice. You might hear it, but it ain't gonna have no power on it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not gonna motivate, it's not gonna shake you. It'll shut down or shield you from the voice of them. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. We're all acquainted with this verse. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Isaiah says, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Every tongue that rises up against you to judge or condemn you, I don't care where it's coming from. I'm talking about judging and condemning you. I'm not talking about the word of God correcting you. I'm talking about those that are out to judge you and condemn you. God said every tongue, every voice that rises up against you, I'm going to condemn it. Everything that tries to judge you, the blood. I'm applying the blood to your earlobe. You're not going to hear it in that manner anymore. It's not going to cause you to get depressed, down and out, feel defeated, like you can't make it no more. No, you heard it, but you didn't hear it. It's water off a duck's back. Why? The blood is applied to your ear. Amen. No weapon formed against you. Every tongue that rises against you, I condemn it. Amen. Not only does the blood shield you from the voice of the enemy, the blood on your earlobe gives you a grace to hear the voice of the Savior. John chapter 10, verse 27. No, John chapter 10, verse 4 first. You see, God's going to shut down that influence. That's why your conscience got to be purged. God consciousness. Listening for the voice of the Lord, not being intimidated, not being moved or provoked by that voice of the enemy. Why? The blood. Chapter 10, verse 4. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Somebody say the blood. Because of the blood, we know his voice. Say it with me. Because of the blood, I know his voice. Say it again. Because of the blood, I know his voice. One more time. Because of the blood on my earlobe, I know his voice. That's the word of God. My sheep know my voice. Stop guessing. Stop staying in that gray area where you never know. No, 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 you know. Amen. Why? The blood. Amen. Look at verse 27 of that same chapter. Chapter 10, verse 27 of John. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Stop allowing the enemy to make you feel confused. Stop allowing the enemy to cause you to waver in your mind. No, you hear God's voice. And you know God's voice, and a stranger you won't follow. Say it with me, a stranger, I ain't never gonna follow. God's given me a grace through the blood to hear his voice and to know it. The second thing that the priest did, he put the leper's thumb, his right thumb, he put the blood on it. Our hands represent our work, our labor. Psalm 90, verse 17. Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. The blood on your thumb establishes your work. Amen. Now, to some this may sound real simplistic, but to many, they've not really placed their faith in this. They hear it. They feel like they understand it. But you got to know this. I don't care whether you hit the mark on your last endeavor or not. It doesn't matter whether that business failed or this. No, no, no. He has established the work of our hands. The work of our hands, he establishes it. Why? The blood. And the reason probably why that last one did fail is because you didn't have faith in the blood that was applied. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, you got to have faith. No, no. See, we're born again. We've been cleansed by the blood. The blood's on my ear. So I'm not confused about whose voice I'm hearing. Well, you never know. See, you're not applying the blood. You got to put your faith in him, what God has done. This shed blood that purges us. Purge out the old leaven. That wavering guy that wasn't sure about anything. Just kind of bumping along, hoping and a praying. No, tell somebody, this thing is established. The blood has been shed. The blood has been applied. Amen. God has supplied it, and I apply it. Amen. You'd be amazed when you get bold and start applying the blood, how your mind clears up, how your pathway clears up, how things become plain to you, how a lot of stuff is shut down. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Covenant of blood. I will direct their work in truth. Don't you let the devil hoodwink you. Don't you let the devil water down what God has shown you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect